Part 4. Part 4 consists of two tasks. You will hear five short extracts in which people are talking about animals. For questions 21 to 25, choose from the list A to H the person who is speaking. Now look at task 2. For questions 26 to 30, choose from the list A to H what each speaker is expressing. While you listen, you must complete both tasks. Speaker 1.
There are very strict laws now about the movement of animals, especially from abroad. But, unfortunately, some people still smuggle animals into the country, as people will pay a high price for them. The fact that they're endangering many species by doing this doesn't seem to bother them. Of course, we don't deal in anything illegal, as there are plenty of interesting creatures that can be purchased without having to break the law.
Speaker 2.
Obviously, in different parts of the world, the problem of animal conservation varies. In my work, I try to capture the essence of the animal. I have tremendous respect for animals, and I'm aware that my job can be quite dangerous if I get too close. It's upsetting when you come across something like a wounded deer that has been shot. I always do my best to contact the authorities in that situation so that it can be put out of its misery.
Speaker 3.
Yes, it's true that I make a living out of wild animals in a way, and I'd like to think that I'm quite knowledgeable about the animals in Africa. People come all year round to take hundreds of photographs. They all want an elephant and a big cat. I don't think the tourists I escort harm the environment, though. And if every now and then we have to shoot a threatening animal to protect our clients, well, that's the law of the jungle, as they say. I'm not going to lose any sleep over it.
Speaker 4.
It's becoming harder and harder to survive in our trade. Everything is changing thanks largely to the huge supermarket chains who want to pay us the absolute minimum. After expenses, there's very little money left for us, and they are on a huge profit. We are in danger of becoming a dying breed, and if that happens, people will get a nasty shock. Even the vegetarians would have a problem. Where will they get their dairy products if we're put out of business?
Speaker 5.
So I may get caught. It wouldn't be the first time. I got a small fine last time and that was it. No big deal. I feel so strongly about this cause that I will never give up. I have a full-time job, but I'm prepared to give up all my free time to protect these unfortunate creatures. I'm sick of people justifying such atrocities. And if it means that I have to be in violent situations, so be it. As long as it wakes people up to what is really going on in these places, someone has to take a stand.
Now you'll hear part 4 again. Speaker 1.
There are very strict laws now about the movement of animals, especially from abroad. But, unfortunately, some people still smuggle animals into the country, as people will pay a high price for them. The fact that they're endangering many species by doing this doesn't seem to bother them. Of course, we don't deal in anything illegal, as there are plenty of interesting creatures that can be purchased without having to break the law.
Speaker 2.
Obviously, in different parts of the world, the problem of animal conservation varies. In my work, I try to capture the essence of the animal. I have tremendous respect for animals, and I'm aware that my job can be quite dangerous if I get too close. It's upsetting when you come across something like a wounded deer that has been shot. I always do my best to contact the authorities in that situation so that it can be put out of its misery.
Speaker 3.
Yes, it's true that I make a living out of wild animals in a way, and I'd like to think that I'm quite knowledgeable about the animals in Africa. People come all year round to take hundreds of photographs. They all want an elephant and a big cat. I don't think the tourists I escort harm the environment, though. And if every now and then we have to shoot a threatening animal to protect our clients, well, that's the law of the jungle, as they say. I'm not going to lose any sleep over it.
Speaker 4.
It's becoming harder and harder to survive in our trade. Everything is changing thanks largely to the huge supermarket chains who want to pay us the absolute minimum. After expenses, there's very little money left for us, and they are on a huge profit. We are in danger of becoming a dying breed, and if that happens, people will get a nasty shock. Even the vegetarians would have a problem. Where will they get their dairy products if we are put out of business?
Speaker 5.
So I may get caught. It wouldn't be the first time. I got a small fine last time and that was it. No big deal. I feel so strongly about this cause that I will never give up. I have a full-time job, but I'm prepared to give up all my free time to protect these unfortunate creatures. I'm sick of people justifying such atrocities. And if it means that I have to be in violent situations, so be it. As long as it wakes people up to what is really going on in these places, someone has to take a stand.
That's the end of part 4.